right now, as we do every week at this time. It's an opportunity to talk about downtown Bangor. We're joined, as always, by Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How's your week been?
Busy, but good. Yeah, it's been kind of warmish for October, which I'll take that.
Absolutely. You've brought along a couple of guests today from Bangor Frameworks, and we are happy to introduce Becky Garcia. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Nice to have you here. And Jim Lardy is here as well, because it takes two people to tell the story of what you do at Bangor Frameworks, obviously.
At least two, but we will do.
Excellent. Well, Becky, let's start with you, and let's talk about what inspired you to buy the business. You're a new owner of Bangor Frameworks. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, I am from Spain, and I've been a stay-at-home mom for 17 years, and I was ready to go back to work. So I love art. I love to work with my hands, so it was just perfect. And I just love the work. I love my customers. I love going to work every day. It's just amazing.
And the business has been around for a long, long time. Jim, for anybody who doesn't know, can you talk about some of the things that you folks do at Bangor Frameworks?
Certainly. We've been an established frame shop in Maine since the late 80s. We've been at the same location since then. I've been working there for 22 years. And during that time, we've just we had some wonderful clients. Primarily what we do is we custom frame items for people. And with all of these things that come in, they're important to the person that brings them in. And what we're trying to do is to bring that importance first and foremost, and give them an avenue to be able to put it up on their wall and enjoy it for the rest of their lives.
All right, now I'm setting you up clearly with this, Jim. Well, why wouldn't I just go to some big box store and buy some pre-made frame?
Well, there's a lot of reasons not to. The best reasons not to is they don't have myself and Becky.
Exactly.
We're the two of the nicest people that you'll meet on the street. But otherwise, with custom framing, particularly the way we do it, we specialize in conservation. So we use UV protective glass, we use cotton rag acid-free mats and backing, and conservation is our primary focus, to make sure that it's there for you and your kids and your grandkids.
Well, that's a pretty good plan right there. Becky, we talk about this on this segment a lot, and you're new to the business, but not new to the area. What is it that you like about downtown Bangor, and what made you want to be the owner of a downtown Bangor business?
It's just a different feel. Like, you walk downtown and just the environment, the people, it feels like family when you are walking downtown. So I just had to have that business. I knew it was for me. So, and our customers, they are amazing. I've been I am so attached to them already, and I've only been there for 8 months.
And they've been very welcoming for her,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they have. They really have.
Well, and I have to think, too, I know this personally, that you get a lot of repeat customers, because when you come in and you get treated well and you get a quality product, you want to keep coming back.
Gee, why not?
What about you, Jim? How long have you been? You told us how long you've been there, but are you from the area originally?
Originally, I'm from northern Michigan, on the 45th parallel there, so the weather wasn't a whole lot different. But my wife wanted to go to grad school. We came here to UMaine 25 years ago for a two-year stint, and it's been 25.
But that also means that you were in downtown Bangor and nearby when downtown wasn't like it is today. And
it's completely been different.
Can you talk a little bit about this renaissance that we've seen, and why it's going so well, and what's the impetus for all of this growth?
Just having the energy down there is very different than it was. You know, about 20 years ago, boy, when I got out of work at 5 o'clock, it was a ghost town. There was nobody wandering around. But now, you know, you get out and start walking around, and there's other people walking around. There's, speaking for myself, there's a lot of brew pubs within a walking distance of our shop, and great restaurants, and just the vibe is just a wonderful vibe.
I agree completely with that. And the foot traffic, too, is so great now that there was a time when if someone wanted to go downtown, they would pick one place to go, park as close as they could, and then get back in the car and go. But now, and I'm sure you see this, Becky, people go downtown and shop the way they ought to, which is to walk around, go to Bangor Frameworks, check that up, maybe go to a brew pub, maybe go to a restaurant, absolutely. Maybe visit another store.
Yeah, they do that all the time. They come walking and they will just say, hey, I'll go to have a drink and I'll come back or think about it, you know, when they are choosing frames and they come back. It's great. We have a lot of foot traffic that just are walking downtown.
And you get a lot of support from both the other business owners downtown, but also the city itself and city officials.
Yes, you know, it's very much a small family, the downtown is. And a lot of us have known each other for long periods of time. And then there's a lot of newcomers that we try very hard to get to know also. So it's a wonderful, very synergistic relationship.
Well, and for any downtown to work, you've got to have that combination of businesses. And I think that's been one of the keys lately, is that you're seeing so many different types of business in downtown Bangor.
Oh, certainly. Yep. And having young people in and around is just so nice and really brings a whole different feeling to it than it used to be.
We're talking with the folks from Bangor Frameworks. Becky and Jim are here, Betsy Lundy as well. And this is what's made downtown so successful as well. Established businesses that choose to stay around and even with a change of ownership want to continue the growth of downtown Bangor.
Yeah, and I think about the neck of the woods that they're in, that corner of that side of downtown is so different now than it was even 3 years ago. Like that whole exchange block has been redeveloped. You know, the first bank going in next to you guys, like there's just so much happening over on that side that was so quiet for so long, which has been really cool.
And the construction must be almost done, right? Finally?
Almost.
I hope. Yeah. I think it's done. I think the streets are done at this
point. We certainly don't have, you know, the feeling of Hell's Half Acre down there like we used to, but it's improving.
The old time Bangorians will remember that. Well, you guys have been doing great work for many, many years, and so great to have you visit with us. And Becky, congratulations on
thank
the ownership.
Thank you so much.
And good to have you both here in studio. Thanks again.
Thank you, Rick.
And Betsy, thank you as always. And we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fabulous. Talking downtown Bangor every Wednesday here on the program.